This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm Vin Fennelli. Honest medicine. Effective time-tested, inexpensive treatments for life-threatening diseases. I've got the book in my hand. I've had the pleasure of discussing Honest Medicine with Julia Shopik. She's the author of this book. And the reason that I met Julia is when I first started broadcasting about 3 years ago, I worked with a woman who had multiple sclerosis. And I liked this woman. And I wanted to do whatever I could within my power to help her learn whatever she needed to learn to cope with her disease and maybe alleviate some of the symptoms and maybe make her life better. And so I went out on a search to find out who we could bring on the air to discuss MS. And that was Julia Shopik. And Julia sent me a copy of her book, which I gave to this woman. And this woman is receiving the treatment that Julia Shopik outlines in her book. And this woman's doctor is Dr. Norman Shealy. So I thought I would share that that link or linkage with you today. Welcome, Julia Shopik.
It is so good to be here with you today. Thank you, Vincent. I appreciate it.
Is that a true story or what?
That's a true story or what? And I'm glad you told that story because I wanted to tell you that I wish more people were like you to try to help their friends to find treatments that maybe their doctors won't know about, because often, as you found out and as your friend found out, often doctors don't know about treatments that are out there that are really, really effective, time-tested, et cetera. And so I want to commend you for being somebody who cares about his friends. And I've had other instances where you've called me about your friends. So thank you for being the way you are.
You know, I was talking with a lady. I'm investigating the next location for a USA Preparers Expo. And I was talking with a lady who had cancer, and she said that she decided that the treatment and the life expectancy that her medical doctor gave her were unacceptable because she was going to die. And so she undertook research for herself, and she decided she wanted to pursue the Gerson therapy. She wanted to pursue a massive vitamin C IV drip, and she did it, and she cured herself, and she told her doctor, no, we're not going to do it your way, we're going to do it this way, and she's free from cancer. So we are empowered to take control of our own bodies and our own lives, and I'm encouraging people who are listening to do exactly that. So why don't we start with the story of, well, just how did you become a patient advocate? And that's really what you are.
Well, thank you for the compliment, because I enjoy being a patient advocate. But I did not always want to be a patient advocate. It was kind of thrust into my lap, because in 1990, my husband was just 40 years old, and he was diagnosed with a very serious brain tumor, a cancerous brain tumor. And for the first few years, I want to stress, I was like all of the other people that I knew. You know, just you're terrified. And you do exactly what the doctor says and no more. And don't forget, this was 1990, right? And I wasn't as empowered as I have become. And I found that with the treatments, he was getting, he did have the surgery, definitely. I mean, the tumor was the size of an orange. Doctors always like to compare tumors to the size of fruit. And so he did have the surgery. He then had chemo and he had radiation. And he began suffering every side effect you could get, especially from the radiation. Oh, my God. He got seizures. He had a radiation-caused stroke. He had skin that just would keep breaking apart. You know, he had to have a shunt for hydrocephalus. I could go on, and I won't, because it was just a horrible time. So I decided to then become empowered. And I went online, found some wonderful information, including a nutritionist whose area was cancer. And Tim started, that was my husband's name, started feeling so much better. And he started to outlive his prognosis. The doctors had given him like 3 years to live. He was living 4, 5, 6. Finally, he lived 15 years after his diagnosis. And the doctors, I found, were not at all curious as to what we were doing. They were happy to say that he was their miracle patient. I want to stress that. They did notice that. But they only wanted to think it was because of their treatments. And then in 2000, 2001, his tumor came back. And I want to stress again, that was a long time for a tumor of this kind to take to come back. You know, obviously what we had done for him was working, you know. And at that point, I should have known better, but I allowed the doctors to talk us into him having another surgery, because this tumor was growing very slowly. And he did, and I knew that his skin was his, what we call Achilles heel. You know, it was something that was bound not to work right, because he had had radiation and the skin had broken several times during the years, you know, for the other treatments he had had. I was right. He had the surgery, but the suture line would not heal. He had 8 additional surgeries. I want to stress that. 8 additional surgeries, all with the purpose of trying to find 2 pieces of skin that would hold together. Nothing worked. The treatments made him worse and worse and worse. They made him more brain injured, more fragile. He ended up completely bedbound, incontinent, terribly brain injured, and all because of the treatments. And then through a holistic doctor, I found a treatment called Silverlawn, which is the first treatment that I talk about in my book, In Honest Medicine. And Silverlawn, which is pieces of material that have silver ions in them, and these pieces of material put on his skin made his skin start to heal. And this is where I decided my mission was to educate other people, because the doctors did not want to believe that it was something that I found. They stressed that. One doctor came up to me and he said, "I don't think it was what you found with the accent on you that healed your husband's skin." And I was astounded. I was curious, actually, because I said, "Well, what do you think it was?" I mean, I was curious. He said, "I think it was the vancomycin. That's the IV antibiotic that Tim had been on for 6 weeks at least." And I said, "But doctor, he's been on vancomycin IV for 6 weeks." And the doctor said the words that changed my life. He said, "Vancomycin is like that. It kicks in." And I realized that something was really, really wrong with the way doctors are taught to think, the way doctors are. You know, they'll only believe things that they hear about from other doctors or in their medical education. And I decided that when I knew that Tim, you know, at this point he was very, very, very fragile, and I knew that I was going to lose him eventually, and I decided that when I did, after a time, I would try to help other people to find treatments that their doctors might not tell them about. So that's my story of how I became a patient advocate, kicking and screaming. I did not want to become a patient advocate, but I had to.
Julie, you mentioned silver ions, and when I lived in Virginia, we had a swimming pool at the farm, an in-ground pool, and everyone who had pools that we knew used chlorine to disinfect the water, and we didn't do that. What we did was we put in a silver ionizer, and it was about $500 at the time, and it was a one-time purchase, but you could replace the the electrodes, and that would be consumed in a couple of years for about $30 or $40 or $50. And so we used the silver ions in the water, and it absolutely kept that water crystal clear. No one's pool was as clean and as clear as ours. You could see whether a dime was heads or tails in the deep end, you know, 8 feet deep, because the water was that clear. So, yes, silver does absolutely kill bacteria. I'm certain of it. I saw it. We used it in our pool. And so you're talking about silver lawn. It makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. And
now,
I share
silver,
that information.
By the way, Vincent, was used routinely for this kind of antimicrobial use before, guess what, antibiotics were developed. Silver was used, and it fell, you know, Big Pharma has had a huge influence on doctors, as you know. And when antibiotics came, there went silver, you know. So, but yes, I can honestly believe that your pool was the cleanest of all of them with using silver.
And it was not because of our meticulous attention to the pool, although we did clean it. It was because we used a diatomaceous earth filter combined with an ion generator that put silver and copper ions in the water. Julia, your dad was he actually had some suspicions. Now, that's very unusual considering his profession.
Oh, God, my dad was a riot. And the reason I say that is, now, I have an article on my website on honestmedicine.com, which I'm happy to share with people if they write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com. It's a story about my dad. I believe I titled it Medicine in the, quote, Good Old Days, because my dad was a doctor in the 50s and 60s, and those were supposed to be the good old days, you know, where doctors really cared about us. My dad did not see it that way. He was a general practitioner, and he would come in and say, I just saw Mrs. So-and-so lose her breast because Doc So-and-so needed a new car. I mean, he would say these things. And, of course, I thought he was kidding. And one day he said, I'm not kidding. You know, medicine is becoming so much tied with financial gain that we are going in a bad way. And he actually foresaw managed care. He said somebody is going to come in to rein our doctors in, you know, because they were doing so many unnecessary surgeries and things like that. He said, but the people who are going to come in to rein us in are going to be worse than doctors. And he foresaw managed care. And but he loved working with his patients, which is something I don't really see in doctors today,
no.
Too many of them.
Except for some of
different.
Yeah, Norm Shealy's
different.
We'll be right back.
In my book.
Hold on, Julia.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've got an update for you. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, May 10th, there's an event in Hollister, Missouri, at the Big Bear Lodge. John and Judy Dollarhight have undertaken making this event available to you, our class, absolutely free. And it's a prepare and share event. So if you have something that you would like to share in preparedness with the rest of the group, USAPrepares.com group, you're invited. And there's a post on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one. It says prepare and share. USAPrepares.com presented by John and Judy Dollarhight, Saturday, May 10th, 2014, 11 in the morning until it's over, whenever that is. And if you'd like to bring a covered dish or something to share, to eat with the rest of the group, potluck, please do that. So, unless you're a politician, you're invited. If you're a government worker, of course, you'll need to bring your ID. Now, that's tomorrow, and I will be demonstrating how to solder electrical connections with radio solder, rosin core solder. I'm going to demonstrate how to build LED lighting, and that's what I'm going to contribute to this event. I mean, it's the show and tell. There's going to be all kinds of show-and-tell items, including a demonstration of homemade toothpaste. Now, I got a text during this broadcast. One of our class is out shopping, and they would like to buy some of the items on the emergency preparedness list. Now, that's the list that Deborah Brewster came up with. She scoured the internet and she built a list of lists. And it's an excellent list. It's a long list. And it's on page one of USAPrepares.com. I reposted it up to the top, so you'll get a chance to see that on page one. It says Deborah Brewster, USAPrepares.com, emergency supply list for disasters. So those are two items. And also, if you'd like to connect with Julia Shopik, honestmedicine.com, honestmedicine.com. And there's a link to Julia Shopik's website on our website, where the instructors are on the bottom of page one, where all the instructors are in the black and white and gold section, page one at the bottom, Julia Shopik. Julia, please continue. Now, you've got a story that you'd like to tell us about your grandmother, right?
I do. And, you know, I think that this may be the first time I've told it, other than when I spoke at the Cancer Control Society, that I've told it publicly. I tell it all the time, you know, personally. Mm-hmm. But I like to tell it because first you heard the story of my dad, so I was skeptical about the medical profession way back, right?
Yet
didn't do anything proactive until a few years later with my husband, you know, when he got sick. But actually, my mother has been just as big an influence on me because she was telling me throughout my life and childhood, she still loves this story, about how her mother, my grandma Julia, for whom I was named, was diagnosed with cancer, I believe it was colon cancer, back in 1928. And my mom, who is 97 now, was 11 then. I guess you can do the math. And so she was in danger. She went to the Mayo Clinic, and Dr. Charles Mayo, the Charles Mayo, told her that she had 6 months to live. Now, my grandfather, I think I take after both my father and my grandfather, because my grandfather said, like heck she does. And he started researching. There was a newspaper that he got, you know, that he actually helped start. And he started researching, and he found that in Germany, there was a treatment that was experimental at that time, but that was very promising for cancer. So he took my mother's brother who spoke German, who went with her, my mother's brother who spoke German, who went with their mother to Germany, Frankfurt am Main, and she got these treatments. And I'll tell you in a minute what they were, because it's very surprising. But the thing is that she came home and she lived an extra 11 years. So my mom, instead of being 11 when her mother died, was 22. And this, of course, was very, very significant. But the thing that my mom loves to tell, and she still gets a kick out of it, is that my grandma Julia wrote letters during the holidays to Dr. Mayo every year until he died. She outlived him. You have to know my mom. Maybe one day we'll have her on with me.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Julie, when we come back, let's talk about some of the treatments, like a low-dose naltrexone, LDN. Let's talk about that.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Julie Schofix with us. And her book, Honest Medicine. Effective, time-tested, inexpensive treatments for life-threatening diseases. It's available at Amazon and other locations. It's $14.95. Julia, one of the things that you talk about in your book is low-dose naltrexone, LDN. Would you mind talking about that for a few minutes?
I would love to. Actually, you know, I wrote about four treatments, as you know, but low-dose naltrexone is actually the one that I enjoy speaking about the most. The reason for that is that it is just applicable to so many different conditions, and it's so inexpensive, so easy to get. Not easy to get from your doctor, but I can help people to, A, convince their doctors, and B, if that's not possible, to find a doctor who will do it. But let me tell you a little bit about it. It was first a drug called naltrexone in high doses. It was FDA approved in 1984 for drug addiction, especially heroin, and in 1994 for alcohol abuse. And a doctor named Dr. Bernard Bihari, who was extremely creative, a thinking outside the box kind of doctor, both Harvard educated and a neurologist and a psychiatrist. He was working with drug addicts. He was a big shot in New York City government, working with drug addicts. As a matter of fact, ran all the methadone clinics, you know, the whole methadone web of clinics for drug addiction. When naltrexone was FDA approved for drug abuse, he said, I've got to try this on some of my patients. And so he did, and he found that at 50 milligrams, and some doctors were doing it at higher, you know, that was just what it was approved at. He found that it was absolutely toxic. It was, you know, he put it this way. He said things that patients could do the day before they could no longer do because they were so hopped up. And but he noticed that it had something different about it. And he said, let's see what happens if I lower the dose. And let's see if it has, what he had noticed was that it raised endorphin levels. And by doing so, it helped the immune system to work better. He used the word modulated or orchestrated the immune system. And a lot of the people that he was working with who were drug addicts also had what later became known as HIV/AIDS. And he noticed that when he was trying it at lower and lower doses, and at 3 milligrams, later he started recommending 4.5, but at 3 milligrams, he noticed that that HIV/AIDS in people was not progressing. And he said, this is fascinating. And so he began trying it on other... What actually happened is that a friend of his daughter's came to him who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and there were no MS drugs at the time. So Dr. Bihari said, let's try this. Now he called it low-dose naltrexone because, remember, approved at 50 milligrams. He was using it at a tenth of the dose or less. And he said, let's try this on her. And he did. And her MS symptoms stopped progressing. And he knew he was onto something. And then, you know, this was before the age of the Internet. All we had was pencil, pens, and papers, and telephones. And people started talking about this, and they started coming to him with lupus, with fibromyalgia, with Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, all these diseases that have, at their core, immune system dysfunction. And in one way or another, in some cases it actually reversed the disease, but in many, many, many cases it just stopped the progression. And so he knew he was on to something. And so did the patients, because here's the thing, Vincent. The drugs for these autoimmune diseases, as we now call them, are really, in many cases, very toxic, very side effect laden, and very expensive. A lot of people who don't have insurance, they can't even get these drugs that don't work that well. So low-dose naltrexone, because it's made by a compound in pharmacies, and there are lists of them that I can share with your listeners if they write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com. This is something that is affordable, about $1 a day, and it works very, very well. Now, it's not snake oil. It does not work for everybody. I'm not going to say that. But it does work for a majority, I think I can say that, but of a lot of people with these autoimmune diseases. And that's why I'm writing another book totally about low-dose naltrexone. As I told you, my Honest Medicine is about several different treatments, four different treatments. But this one is going to be totally about low-dose naltrexone and how it works for different autoimmune diseases. And I think it's very, very impressive. By the way, there are now Facebook groups and there are Yahoo groups and forums devoted to helping people to learn about low-dose naltrexone. And I'm actually conducting teleseminars that have been quite successful on how to learn, to getting people up to speed on what it is and how to share the information with their doctors. And if their doctors are open, how to convince their doctors to prescribe it for them. If they're not open, I can help them find a doctor. Thanks to a patient advocate named Crystal Nason, who put together a list of doctors that she's constantly updating, I can help people to find a doctor and to try to convince their doctor to at least follow them when they're on low-dose naltrexone. But as you can tell from the way I'm talking, I'm very, very, very enthusiastic about this treatment. It works for so many different conditions, and it's very impressive.
Julia, I want to thank you because you have been at the Get Prepared Expo. You've been at a couple of them, and you've done teleseminars where you have connected to a large group who have been in the seminar room with me at the Get Prepared Expo. So it's kind of like this, except it was more in depth on how this works and how to pursue the treatment. And I want to thank you for helping our seminar class and our radio class with this. Julia, why are doctors not interested in the treatments that you highlight, feature, describe, discuss, and advocate in Honest Medicine, your book? Why are they not interested?
I'd like to point them to my book for the answer, to Honest Medicine, because one of the heroes of my book, Dr. Burke Berkson, writes a wonderful, he wrote the introduction and he also wrote his own chapter, but he also contributed his own chapter, but he talks about the fact, and this is very, very key, that doctors are trained and not educated. This is a big, big difference. And the reason Dr. Berkson is so qualified to talk about this is that before he went to med school, he got a PhD. And he said the difference in the two kinds of schools was night and day. When he was going for his PhD, excuse me, he said that the professors were always interested in, you know, ask questions, question us. If you think that something we say is wrong, tell us, you know, because discussion is good, conversation is good. When he got into med school, he said the tables were turned. Everything was different. But thinking the way he did as a PhD student, he raised his hand, you know, when he was in med school, and he asked questions and he contributed. After a few days of this, one of his professors took him aside and said, "You got to stop this." He said, "You're going to be in trouble. We're going to have to boot you out because your job," and this Dr. Berkson says, he said, "Your job is to listen to what we say, take notes, and spit it back to us." And this is, I believe, the truth about med school, that it's mainly a place where people memorize what they are taught. And in so doing, Vincent, they're actually taught not to think outside the box. And so when a patient comes to them with information, and this, by the way, in my teleseminars, which you can find out about on honestmedicine.com, I actually teach people how to present information to their doctors. Because truth be told, a lot of patients come to their doctors with stuff, and I say stuff because it's like, you know, just all these papers that they got from the internet, and that's not the way to convince your doctor. But the truth is that doctors are very hard to convince, especially if it is a patient trying to tell them about a treatment, because that's not how they were taught. They're supposed to learn about different treatments. They're supposed to learn about treatments from their med school, from their journals. And by the way, a lot of those journal articles are written by pharmaceutical company representatives. We can talk about that maybe in a future program. But they're not getting pure information from their journals. But doctors are taught mm-hmm. that's where they get their information. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, and maybe that's why Dr. Norman Shealy gets in so much trouble, because he's on the air with us 2 hours a week on Wednesdays. He's about 81 years old. He does his own clinical studies. He does his own research, and he just does not follow the medical profession just because they say, do this. He wants to know who, what, when, where, why, and how, and he wants to see it for himself. And he's truly brilliant. As a matter of fact, we were talking about doctors earlier. I know someone who went to see him for the first time, and Dr. Shealy spent 2.5 hours on the first visit with a new patient. Two and a half hours.
That's how my dad
and,
used to do.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when I go for an annual checkup, if I remember to go, I probably haven't been in a couple of years now that I think about it. You know, my doctor does not have any suggestions for me. He just tells me, you know, I say, well, should I change anything? Should I do anything differently? No, no, no. Just keep doing what you're doing. Should I take supplements? No. No, you're doing fine. He doesn't know I'm on all kinds of supplements. But he has no advice for me. He doesn't say, listen, Vinny, I want you to concentrate on eating raw foods, and I want you to follow this diet. I do not walk out of his office with a document of any kind. I'm just talking about my St. John's Mercy physician. He doesn't give me anything to say, here's what you can do to do a better job. He doesn't. And I think the medical profession is not interested in that today. But Dr. Shealy and Dr. Joel Wallach are. We'll be right back. Julie Shopik, Honest Medicine.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's top.
Why today?
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I want to thank John for engineering the broadcast today. It's been delightful working with him. And tomorrow I'm going to be at the Prepare and Share event. If you'd like to know more about it, USAPrepares.com, page one. It's John and Judy Dollarhite are hosting this event. It's in Hollister, Missouri. It's absolutely free. You're welcome to come, unless you're a politician. And then, of course, you would not be welcome. If you'd like to learn more about it, it's absolutely free. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 417-724-8451. 417-724-8451. That number is Dollar Value Computers, John and Judy Hite. Dollar Heights store, 417-724-8451 if you need more information. I'll be there teaching how to solder electrical connections, and I'll be demonstrating how to build your own LED lighting the way we have here at the farm. And on page one of USAPrepares.com, there's a link that says Julia Shopik's LDN Coaching Service. And you can click on that, and it'll take you to the information about our coaching service should you desire LDN coaching. And also, there's a link there within that page that'll take you right to her website. Julia, fibromyalgia, what's going on with that, and what is it, and why are people suffering from it?
Fibromyalgia, you know, as you probably know, I'm sure you do, that fibromyalgia is one of those autoimmune diseases. We could go into a whole thing about why autoimmune diseases aren't diagnosed correctly, and that's because there is nobody who specializes in autoimmune disease. But in any case, this is a disease that gives tremendous pain. I mean, mm-hmm. people have just muscle pain and all sorts of pain, and it's not readily diagnosed. And but it's been found to respond very, very well to low-dose naltrexone. And it is an autoimmune disease. And, you know, in preparing to talk with you today, I went online and I was amazed because Remember, I always tell that there was a study done at Stanford showing LDN, or low-dose naltrexone, works very, very well for fibromyalgia. Well, what I found when I was doing a little more research is that the man who did the study for Stanford, Jared Younger, he also did another study a few years later on low-dose naltrexone, both times coming out that it was very, very effective. And then again in 2014, this year, he published a paper in Clinical Rheumatology. So I can send people links to all of these. In every case, he writes and says that, and by the way, in very, very prestigious publications, like Pain Med magazine, he writes about how LDN helps people with fibromyalgia. And as I said, I can send links to those. The interesting thing is, though, the patients with fibromyalgia. One of the patients, Kim Creamer, is contributing to my second Honest Medicine book, and her story is about fibromyalgia. There are also other people's stories about lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue, Hashimoto's, which is thyroid, Parkinson's, asthma. I mean, it just goes on and on. But fibromyalgia patients, you know, when I first wrote Honest Medicine, it was, and it still is, the multiple sclerosis patients who are the most passionate about LDN. But now, the fibromyalgia patients and rheumatoid arthritis patients are becoming just as vocal. And it's absolutely wonderful. If you have listeners, and I'm sure you do, who are on Facebook, have them write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com. I can help them find the Facebook group for fibromyalgia. I believe it's a group combined for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, because a lot of people have both at once. And, you know, it's an amazing thing, though, the kinds of relief they're finding. You know, when I've been reading, oh, by the way, there is a website, ldndatabase.com. LDNdatabase.com. It is put together by a man named John Donnelly in the UK. And all they need to do is go there and click on fibromyalgia or any of the other diseases. He has patient success stories. I do not call these anecdotal. I call it patient evidence-based medicine, because there are thousands and thousands of patients who have responded to this and to the other treatments that I write about in my book, In Honest Medicine. But I was on the fibromyalgia page, and it goes on and on and on, and so many people say,
Julia,
I'm sticking with it.
We're out of time. We're out of time.
Out of time. Oh, my goodness. It went so quickly.
Julia Shopik, honestmedicine.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And thanks so much, Julia Shopik.
You, Vincent Finelli, you are the best.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.